Audio point 6. We now move forward in time a little to the early 19th century, when Henrietta would have come to Powys to visit her son Edward, who inherited the title of the Earl of Powys in 1807. In August 1810, her younger son Robert writes, "I am happy to hear of your arrival in the country, particularly as the time is now approaching for a visit to Rumble Down Tumble, where I envy your happiness elevated above the rest of the world." Again in August 1811 he writes, "I am happy to find that you have escaped the London campaign without any colds or coughs of consequence, and that you are only going to Cheltenham to take away a good stock of health to be enabled to endure the fogs of the old castle combined with a tolerable proportion of snow." In the 1820s, improvements were at last carried out by the architect Robert Smirke. Many of the rooms were further remodelled by G.F. Bodley in 1904, and some of Smirke's work removed. As a result, the castle now appears dramatically different from how it would have looked in Henrietta's time, and many of the rooms have changed in use. The Regency period was the golden age of the country house. Improved transport and a new interest in nature meant that weekend country house parties were all the rage. To impress their friends and make life more comfortable, the landed classes began to renovate or build new country homes in the latest style. Powys was essentially a medieval castle and not rebuilt from scratch like many others of the time. Therefore, fitting into fashion wasn't so easy and required ingenuity and adaptation. Leave when ready and make your way up to the library, the first room on the first floor, via the servant staircase, where you should play audio point 7.